Welcome to the Nightly Five podcast with Ben O'Shea.
A woman is dead and two others are in hospital after allegedly consuming a drink at a health retreat in the regional town of Clunes.
Yes, this may sound too bizarre to be true, but we're hearing reports of another case of mushroom-related death in regional Victoria. Online editor David Johns has joined me in the studio. Johnsy, what can you tell us?
Look, it's early days at this stage, but a woman has sadly lost her life. 53-year-old Ringwood woman died on Saturday after becoming ill at a health retreat at a place called Clunes. It's near Ballarat in Victoria. Obviously, Ballarat's had a pretty troubled past, recent past anyway, with two women being murdered in the last few months. The death reportedly occurred at this place called Solbarn. So it is a health retreat, and investigators haven't ruled out the possibility that the drink that this woman consumed before dying could have involved mushrooms of some sort.
Yeah, right. And this is obviously something that has immediately hit the headlines because we know about Erin Patterson, the woman in regional Victoria, and Leon Gatha, who is at the centre of an alleged mushroom lunch, a beef Wellington laced with poisonous mushrooms that has left three people dead and a fourth fighting for his life. And she's now facing murder charges, and that'll come before the courts this year. So anything involving mushrooms and poisoning is something that we pay attention to. I guess police are now investigating this incident and asking for anyone with information to call Crime Stoppers.
They are, yeah. The local crime investigation unit detectives are on the case, but the police spokesman said that they will be filing a report for the coroner. So we'll see where they go from here.
Yeah, and, you know, not to make light of it, but at the time of the Leon Gatha poisoning, the mushroom industry of Australia talked about how big a hit they had received to their business because, you know, these are a very specific type of poisonous mushroom, very different to what you get in the supermarkets, of course, but people, I guess, just get turned off mushrooms. And so you can imagine this latest one is just another blow to the mushroom industry. But we'll wait to find out more before we jump to any conclusions. Online editor David Johns, thanks for joining us with this update.
Thanks very much.